Our guest at the cafe this morning is Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So the Commerce School Board met this week, and you all discussed, of course, the plans for the start of school, and you've decided to make some changes from what had been previously discussed.
Yes, sir. It's sort of been a very fluid and constantly changing situation. We do new things from the governor and from TEA and even from our local health officials that constantly impact what we do. So we've tried to make a plan that's best for right now. What now? Will that plan stay the same? We don't know. Mm-hmm. It seems to change pretty much on a weekly basis.
Right. So you're basically pushing the start of school from August 4th to August 11th. And August 11th, by the way, is a Tuesday.
Yes, sir. And August 4th was too. So it's pushing it back 1 week from one Tuesday to the next week. The biggest part of that is so that we can have plenty of time for our teachers to receive the training, the health and safety training, set up the procedures, figure out how they're going to set up their classrooms, how they're going to do online instruction. And then that gives them much more time to make sure they've got everything organized for that first day when students show up.
Mm-hmm. And then now the other major part that I think people will want to know about is that you're going to have something called a hybrid schedule, at least for the first couple of weeks, and you can explain what that's about.
Yes, sir. Our hybrid schedule will end up involving basically half of our kids showing up on Monday and Wednesday and the other half of the kids showing up on Tuesday and Thursday. That limits, especially for the first couple of weeks, as we're teaching all of those students our procedures and how to maintain a distance, how to keep on their masks, how to keep their hands clean, how to do all those different things. It gives us time to work with smaller groups and have a better staff-to-student ratio on the campus. So, say, for the first day when students show up, one of the things that really scared me is have 1,500 students show up and they don't know any of our procedures. So not only are our campuses going to start getting that information out, that'll also cut in half the number of students that we're working with and help give us time to get all those procedures in place. Mm-hmm. It will actually also give our teachers and our students time to go ahead and work with some sort of an online system so that when we do have our COVID case and have to go online, they are much better prepared for that. So you may have a third grader that comes on to school on Monday and Wednesday and then is at home on Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, and then a fourth grader that comes to school on Tuesday and Thursday but is at home on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So there's going to be some things that move around there a little bit. For example, I've got a fourth grader and a fifth grader. I'm pretty sure they're not going to be at home at the same time, but that's sort of what we're trying to do, everything we can to make the start of school as safe and healthy as possible.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Charlie Alderman, and Charlie is superintendent of the Commerce ISD. So some kids will go on Monday and Wednesday, and then other kids will go on Tuesday and Thursday, and Friday will be off for everyone?
Well, we are making it optional for campuses to pull in some of our at-risk and struggling students if they have a student in class that they just think they really need to spend more time. As long as we can keep those groups really small and really manageable, we're planning on trying to give some of those students a little bit of extra help and some extra time. We will also actually have all of our life skills students that will be on campus every day. Those are some of our severe and profound students that need a little bit more structure and a little bit more help, and we're going to try and be able to do that every day of the school year.
I see. And when I say off on Friday, I probably am misrepresenting that. You might very well be doing some online lessons, online instruction on Friday.
Yes, sir. There would be some sort of at-home instruction, and that's going to vary a whole lot between a second grader and an 11th
right.
grader.
Right.
You know, a second grader, it may be working on reading more, and it may be doing a few worksheets or some basic stuff, whereas for an 11th grader, they may be at home working on a project and doing it all online.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some variability there.
Okay. What were some of the issues discussed as the board grappled with this?
Well, I think the biggest issue right now, especially for our staff and for our parents to some degree, is making sure that we're as ready as we can be to make sure that we have the health and safety areas of a whole bunch of students showing up for school ready so that we can implement those things from the first day, because that's something that's going to be critical for us.
Mm-hmm. For kids, I guess, you know, there are families and children who don't, for whatever reason, have the internet at home. So I believe back in the spring you provided some printed materials, and would you continue to do that?
We did that, and we can still do that. We are also, for those students that truly don't have anything at home, we're working at opening up our computer labs. Now, you know, keeping social distancing in there, but allowing those students to actually come up to the school and work in a computer lab at the school to make sure that they have all the resources they need. Because sometimes, even with a hotspot, you can get out there so far that it's harder for them to have a really good connection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there any kind of provision for teachers that might be concerned about coming back to school?
Not at this time. TEA has not released anything.
I see. Okay. So August 11th will be the, as of now, will be the first day. And I see you've built in some extra days should you have to be closed and you.
Yes, and that's one of the really nice things is the calendar that we set up back at the beginning of the summer when we knew all this was coming. We actually put a week in February. Well, this week that we're starting a week later is actually just replacing the week in February. So we've sort of just absorbed that week, and it hasn't made a negative impact on far as our number of school days or moving the end of school back or anything. And we still have some flexibility built into the calendar. So we're in a pretty good situation there.
Mm-hmm. And as of now, the school year would end on June 4th. Next year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Charlie?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking the time to visit with us, having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Charlie Alderman is the ISD, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.